the Super 4 contracts are 7-year contracts ending in 2014. And as we've always said, it takes about 2 years to do a real full competition. So amazingly enough, 2 years before the end of Super 4, we announced the beginning of the market research phase for Super 5 so that we can start working on the RFP and figuring out what we need to do to get us through to a completion in 2 years from now on May 1st, 2014.
When you say industry research, market research, what does that mean? You're going to do meetings?
We announced on Monday at 4 p.m. that we had 60 slots available for industry to come meet with us. At 5 o'clock on Tuesday, we had all 60 slots filled. So we're going to get a nice flow of folks in here talking about some of the issues. This is not the only way they can interface with us. We'll have plenty of opportunities in the draft RFP phase for industry to interact with us also. It just kind of gets a starting point for things. But for those companies who were not in the 60, it doesn't mean they're out of the loop. It just means they'll be at the next phase and working with us there.
And those 60, are they both large and small businesses? Is it a good cross-section?
It seems to be a really nice cross-section. Some current contract holders, some folks I've never heard of, some companies that are well-known. So it's nice to see that, you know, we're not just zeroing in on one type of company. It looks like a good mix of technology and different sizes we're looking. And it's just to kind of get things rolling. I don't want to put too much emphasis on those meetings, because it's like the very first step of a many-step process in which we'll, you know, go back to industry as it goes along. And if industry, and I just point out that we do have on our website an email to send to. If industry or government has any questions, they can send it to soup5@soup.nasa.gov. Mm-hmm. So on our website, they can send us emails, and we can provide them what information we have publicly available.
Okay, and we'll make sure we get that linked up on federalnewsradio.com as well, make things even easier for industry and government.
That's a good idea. We'll give you that.
Excellent. As you said, this is pre-RFP, pre-draft RFP stage. So the type of things you're looking for during these meetings is just, how is Soup 5 going to potentially change from Soup 4? How's the industry change? Are there like two or three really big questions, big broad questions you're asking?
Several broad questions. One is small businesses. How are small businesses working in the IT world? It's not even necessarily soup related, but just we want to make sure that as we do things, we know, are there small business manufacturers, is it small business resellers, who works with us, how do the current rules work for industry? We certainly want to hear some folks from industry talk about new technology, and just so we're aware of what's going on. The way we operate, we typically can carry most good technology, but we want to make sure we don't miss something. So I think mostly looking towards, you know, the current piece of things that affect industry, and then the technology piece that affects industry. And if we get a mixture of that, that kind of makes sure that we're pointed in the right direction as we start.
And obviously, this is right now the plan is for still another government-wide acquisition contract, another GWAC, or is it even too early to say?
We've always been a GWAC, and so I would assume that we will be going to OMB, and that would be a good assumption that we'll be doing a business case to OMB for Soup5 to be a GWAC also.
Any kind of timeline yet? Again, I know it's still early. I know this is the first step, as you said, in many steps, but your long deadline is May 2014, but what about those in-between steps?
Yeah, we don't really have any timeline other than we just started and we plan on ending, and in between, you know, certain key steps, and on our website, we actually have a full frequently asked questions about that lists all the steps. If somebody searches on Soup5, they'll find it. It talks about, we'll do a draft RFP with comments, interactive comments with industry and government folks who are interested, any interested party. Then we go into an RFP phase, and we go into a proposal phase and an evaluation phase. So it's a typical process. We do make it pretty intense for all parties, so it does take a while to get through. But at this point, it's way too early to have a timeline.
All right. I know a lot of people in industry are definitely looking at this and interested. And then the last thing that comes to mind about Soup5 is that because you're going through the whole market research draft process, final RFP process, and all those things, any thought yet about social media and how that's going to play into the process? Meaning, would you set up a wiki or a blog or some way that social media plays a role to kind of help you get comments and understand what's going on?
Interestingly enough, since Soup 2, we've always had an interactive web presence on our RFPs that actually allows for almost like a wiki, except that we didn't call it back then in Soup 2 days, and built it internally that allows direct interaction with the draft RFP, easy for comments to be made, and then as the comments are made, we answer online, and it's seen as an interactive process. So we'll probably resurrect the same program, because for the specifics of an RFP, it works really well. We hope to use Twitter and Facebook feeds mostly to just keep people up to date with things like when is draft RFP coming out and things like that. But for the most part, we have our own process that is actually ahead of what other folks have done.
Because I know that, you know, obviously other agencies have used the wiki process, so it seemed to work well. It seemed the industry seemed to like that. This is the fifth iteration, which is unbelievable, because I think I remember when the first one came out and everyone was like, what does SOUP mean? So give us an update how SOUP 4 is doing. That it's one of those contracts that I think a lot of people find, you know, that they're really excited to use and agencies find good use out of.
We're doing very well. We're working more closely at the higher level. We just recently actually just updated our mission and vision statement to match the fact that we look at ourselves more as leaders and not just kind of hiding underneath the radar, but we're actually taking a role of leading the way for issues that revolve around IT acquisition.
And as far as just SOUP 4, just generally speaking, can you give us some statistics? How are you guys doing in terms of total? I know in government we don't say sales or revenue, but those are the common terms we hear in industry. And then how is 2012 looking as compared to 2011?
Our high point was probably 2011, and then, of course, budget cuts came in, and as with anything, that meant cuts across the board. So we've had a little bit less usage in the past year and a half, but still very strong, and we still expect to do over $2 billion, with a B, billion dollars in 2012. We are actually going to celebrate our $10 billion mark for SOUP 4 in the summertime. We're watching that closely for that.
Wow, that's incredible. $10 billion. Now, that's over, obviously, the life of the contract. We don't want anyone excited that you did that just in the last couple of years or just under SOUP 4, correct?
That's under SOUP 4.
Justin.
Yeah, we actually had a celebration, I think it was back in SOUP 2, for the $1 billion mark. I think that was exciting. So getting to $10 billion in one contract period is pretty amazing.
And you don't have a ceiling on it then, right?
We do, but it's a very high ceiling, and we're not going to have any issue with that.
Now, the one thing you brought up, the budget cuts are starting to take a toll. Can you give me a sense of where you're seeing that impact? Is it just on usage, or is it in the types of things people are buying?
My gut feeling is that people are buying less of the little things and consolidating more. So we're actually seeing our average dollar amount is actually going up this year per order, which shows that people are doing more consolidation. So I think they're just being smarter about what they do and not just going off and buying here and there. So I think it's a good trend. And we're also working with agencies at a higher level, trying to get them involved before, rather than at the single person, you know, technical or procurement person, work at the CIO or procurement chief level and say, how can we help your agency out? And several agencies have done that with us to consolidate what they're doing and, again, maybe make less purchases, less dollar amounts, but make them in better ways.